to an end. Even the Roman Empire eventually fell, and now the next dynasty on their way out may be the Kardashian Empire. The peasants have been saying the Kardashian era is over, and that will give an end to their two-decade reign. People have their pitchforks and their torches and want to overthrow them. It's giving Marie Antoinette let them eat cake, but then off with her head kind of vibe. Because while they indulge in their bajillion dollars, private jets, and Ozempic, the life of the average non-Kardashian is getting worse and worse. Well, season 5 of their show, An American Horror Story Part 2, is coming out on Hulu very, very soon. This may be the last hurrah for them this year. As everyone is becoming more in touch, they're becoming more out of touch, as their PR has never been worse. Let's take a deep dive into which sister is to blame and which sister could save them. In this episode, we're going to rank the Kardashians from least to most problematic. So students, welcome back to Pop Culture University. I'm so thrilled to be back with you guys. I'm obsessed with y'all. We were on a bit of a hiatus, but we are back. So get in your seats, take your notes, face forward, eyes on the board. Make sure to rate this podcast 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, especially on Spotify though. Especially on Spotify. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you should go listen to it on Spotify. This is on YouTube as well to see my gorgeous face and my guest, who is actually showing her gorgeous face today, Spill Sesh. Christy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I feel like I'm in school right now.
Oh my God.
You like raise my hand. Like,
right? You're the star student.
Face forward. Like, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I command respect around here. And if you don't listen, I'll spank you on the booty with the ruler. I'll teach you a lesson. But you guys, this is a really special episode because Spill Sesh is an icon.
Stop.
You know you are. Like, don't even play.
Oh my God.
She has over 1 million followers across all platforms. It's giving Dumois in a way because it's giving infamous, but also so famous in the best way because your identity was hidden for a long time.
It was.
And that kind of drives people mad.
Gossip Girl vibes.
It is so much like that XOXO. So you're truly like an amazing guest professor here today. I wouldn't even call you a guest. You're also a professor because
oh my goodness,
you're so into pop
okay,
culture.
Students.
Yes,
like we're getting into it.
Y'all respect her, look up to her. So what do you think got you so deeply into the world of pop culture?
I've just been obsessed with it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And also just YouTube in general. I think in middle school my friends and I were just like only watching YouTube.
Yeah.
TV was out the window. I was watching all my favorite creators. And then I just kept it up. And eventually, I was just like, okay, other people are just as invested in this. Like, I need to talk about these people.
Yeah, right? I feel like it's so fun to create a community based on something that you love.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things is getting to talk to people in the comments about the thing I
yes.
just made a video about. Because it's so fun that people care that I'm talking about what they also like.
Yeah.
Who, I love to ask people this who come on the show, who is like your muse? Like who is your first video, you're the first person you made a video on that you just love?
The first person I made a video on? Oh my God. Well, the first person I made a video on was Manny MUA.
Yes.
I didn't even really know that much about him at the time, but mm-hmm. I had seen a tea spill video. And I was like, I love what this girl is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make videos like this immediately.
Nice.
And everyone that was making like drama videos or like talking about influencers was mostly in the beauty community. So then
true.
I started getting educated. I was like, I need to learn drama getting. Like, I need to hear all the tea about Jeffree Star, James Charles. Let me
yes.
start knowing.
It was like a gateway
are.
Drug. Like
yeah.
the 2016, the drama getting in the beauty community. So
yes.
juicy.
I needed to know everything at that point because everyone I was watching at the time was more like Shane Dawson, I Justine, like these OG YouTubers,
mm-hmm.
not really in the beauty community. So I was like, all right, let me see who else is on here.
Shane Dawson has been expelled from PCU.
Yeah.
I don't talk about him here because I know hate is a strong word. I hate him. I hate David Dobrik. I hate a lot of the YouTubers.
I mean, that's pretty valid.
How do you feel about James Charles?
I mean, disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
I feel like it's almost, like, embarrassing to see him posting these days just because I'm, like, the stuff that has come out about him. And also the way that he's tried to defend it and redeem himself. I'm like, Like, when he did that interview where he was saying his own brother wasn't even talking to him, I was like, did you think we were going to feel bad? Like, I'm concerned. Your own family doesn't even want to talk to you?
I know.
And we're supposed to do what with that information?
That's actually so insane because James Charles is, like, our age. Like, he's a very, very young man, and he's gone through so much on the internet. His brother has, like, rekindled with him now.
Yeah, I did see they spent, like, Christmas together.
Yeah, he's on an interesting PR journey because Beyonce, like, uses his product sometimes. Nicki Minaj does. So, it's...
I'm going to say Beyonce doesn't know what's on her face. Like, that's what I'm going to say. Yes. She doesn't know what's on her face. She's like...
Beyonce's more concerned makeup artist with trusting. The performance. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely the makeup artist who James probably, like, gave it to.
Yeah.
I feel like James Charles, his so-called victims used to... They've DM'd me a few times. Tell me one of the craziest stories about someone who you talked about a story of that has DM'd you in the past and has tried to, like, get you to talk about them or clear their name.
If you know Gabby DeMartino.
I do. I actually really enjoy her.
It was during the OnlyFans scandal where she had posted, like, that video of her, and it was, like, something about her panties, and it was, like, a video of her as a kid.
Oh, that's weird.
I had talked about that. Yeah, because she was teasing, like, these sexual innuendos, and then the videos would be, like, childhood videos, and she thought it was funny. It ended up getting her banned from OnlyFans because obviously, like, you can't be, like, teasing children on there. And it was herself. That. Yeah. And so I made a video about this because a lot of people were like, I want my money back. Like, this is a scam. Like, what do you mean? Like,
of course.
I'm buying this video and it's a kid. And she DM'd me and was like, I didn't mean, like, it to be that way. Oh, like, God. That was funny. And she was trying to defend herself, clear her name a bit. And I was like,
I'd be like, girl, I'm not the one to throw you a lifeline. I was like, get out of my
sorry,
DMs.
Sorry, but everyone out here thinks that's nasty.
Yeah, you were, like, blocked. Bye. Thank you,
nasty.
Next. I have definitely been sent some interesting notes by people. Jennifer Lopez sent me a cease and desist before. Have you forgotten
for
the...
what?
Oh, I was just saying what Mariah Carey said, that she doesn't sing her own songs and you don't need talent to have a number one hit.
Did you
I was
see
just
that
saying that
AO said that about her on a podcast and then hosted SNL with J-Lo as
that
a musical
was
kid.
My favorite, like, comeuppance in the whole fucking world, because J-Lo cannot outrun the fakeness she has put out into the world. I don't know if I'm breaking my cease and desist right now, girl. I'm so sorry. But she cannot outrun. Like, she's so not real, and she projects, I'm real. I'm Jenny from the block.
Have you seen this stuff about her right now? I'm like, what is this promo that she's doing for this movie? I also feel like nobody knows what this freaking movie is that she just put out. It just came out, and then there's random clips of it on TikTok, and then everyone's making fun of her because she's got this, like, she was at the gym or something, and then she takes her hair out and she was like, well, my hair is messy like this. I feel like I'm a little girl in the Bronx again. I'm like, what?
I'm like, stop trying to sell this. No, seriously, it's so, like, she's out of touch with reality and not even close. She is such a scammer. Like, I'm so annoyed with her, and I'm so happy people are starting to realize that. Album flopped. Sales flopped. The movie,
like,
flopped.
So bad.
No one even knew she put out Tequila or something.
What? She did?
Something.
I think she needs to just hone into, like, a diva personality, and then people will be like, that's just J-Lo.
Yeah, she just needs to go on Watch
What
Happens Live.
She's pretending to be down to earth, and then it comes across as out of touch, and then it doesn't work out.
I know. That whole LeBron shtick's like, bitch, you're from Westchester. You're not from LeBron, so leave it alone. But that just goes, wait, did you get a cease and desist from someone you didn't say?
No, but I've been threatened to get one.
I see.
One was, like, Seth from the Vlog Squad. He threatened to send me a cease and desist.
Well, thank you for that, because I want to take them down. So thank you for your work. Doing God's work over here, Spill Sesh.
And then one was this photographer that, if you know, like, the eight passengers, like Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt, they, like, got arrested for child abuse.
Oh, goodness.
And but anyway, prior to that, Ruby had, like, a family channel, and she vlogged, like, her life, and her son Chad had gone to, like, a wilderness behavioral camp, and they hired this photographer to take pictures of them when they went to go pick him up from this.
Whoa.
I don't know what kind of family amazing moment that you would want taking photos of this, but I, like, screenshotted their, like, YouTube video when I was talking about it, and I guess the photographer saw my video and she was like, I actually filmed that. They hired me. So like, if you want to use this footage and like screenshot it, you need to pay me. Like, I'm going to send you a cease and desist. Like, you must take it down or like take it out of your video. God. I was like, this is insane.
Everyone is so jobless. Like, jobless
behavior. I'm like, I'm all for people like getting like paid for their work. But I was like, girl, you're filming someone getting picked up from a behavioral camp.
The priorities are so out of whack.
like, this is crazy. They're like,
I don't really care about that child, but can you run me my check? So annoying.
I couldn't believe it.
One of Kim Kardashian's photographers the other day was like, you used one of her photos in one of your TikToks. I'm like, it's Kim Kardashian. So did everyone.
Like, on from her Instagram?
Yeah. And they're like, pay me. I was like, no.
I swear she put out a statement one time that said she buys every like photo that she puts onto her Instagram so that people can use it like fairly.
I love her for that. Yeah. I truly do love Kim so much.
I do think she's like pretty low on the problematic out of all the sisters, because I was thinking about this last night and I was like,
oh, work.
You know, some of the other ones rank a little higher.
Thank you. No, thank you for acknowledging that, because without the family, without Kim, the family would be nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Kim has made them the royal family of America.
I do believe that.
Yeah.
Like, whether people like them or not, there's eyes on them, because people don't like the royal family either.
Yeah. People don't.
They're scandalous, too.
Really care that much. I mean, our best condolences to Kate.
Oh, my gosh.
Middleton, we love you.
Seriously.
We're so happy we found you, girl. But at the same time, we hope you get well. We found you, girl. You're safe and sound. But yeah, they're going through some shit over there.
Yeah.
In the UK. The waters are murky. But the Kardashians over here, shit is getting bad.
So it's not their time right now.
It's not. And I'm a Kardashian stan, but I have been like teetering a bit on my love scale for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a good bridge to get into the main segment today.
Totally.
We want to talk about the least to the most problematic Kardashian students, and in the comments I want you to tell me your order. We're talking about the five sisters. Don't include Rob and the revenge porn that he did. Don't include Caitlyn Jenner killing someone in a car crash. We're just talking about the five sisters.
Yeah, sisters.
So who should we start with, because they all have shit on
they
them.
All have, that's the thing, they all have something that's not good.
Yeah, the secrets that family keeps, it excites
I need to know. I mean, as much as like I'm like, all right, like they're not like my favorite people, I'm fascinated by their lives. I want to know so much about just like even the little details of how they function day to day.
Yes, that's the most exciting part.
So Kim gets out of bed and then what? She like
I know.
Does she go get the kids? Does someone else go get the kids? Is she doing carpool? Is she making breakfast? Is she getting fed? Like, what's the tea? I want to know every little detail.
I feel like Kim gets out of bed and she's like a colonel, like sergeant, who immediately starts to give like everyone their orders. Like, you do this. You take care of Saint. You tell North to go do that. Like, you go promote my product. Like, you like film me doing this. I feel like she just wakes up and has a billion responsibilities right off of the bat.
Like, her phone, it give me anxiety.
When she's like texting, I'm like, there's no way she can respond to like everyone trying to talk to her. But I am like enamored with her. Have you ever seen any of them in person?
I don't know.
I've seen Kylie in person. That's it.
I don't think so, but maybe, I don't know. I've seen like a lot of people in person. So I'm like, gosh, I don't remember.
Yeah, it may just
I've seen Kendall in person.
Okay.
She was at Tyler, the Creator's store, the golf store.
Oh, okay.
In West Hollywood. I saw her in there. Like, my friend and I just went in there. I was like, oh, we're here. Like, I want to see, like, the clothes, because I love Tyler, the Creator. And then her and him were just sitting in the store, just hanging out. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy.
Kendall Jenner blocked me on TikTok once. She unblocked me since. Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe she, like, enjoyed my tea. But I was saying, like, five things I like about her. But it was backhanded.
Oh.
I was like, I like that she styled her face after Emily Ratajkowski, because Emily has a gorgeous face. I was like, she's really smart for that.
Oh my God.
I was like, I love that
there are similarities
is ruthless
there.
Enough. I know. Okay, I think we should start with Kendall and her history, because I think it's just really terrible. So the biggest scandal, I truly think this is my thesis statement. Kendall Jenner is the biggest liability to the brand. The biggest liability.
She is a wild card.
Because she adds virtually nothing.
Yeah.
In terms of their empire of like money, success, fame, and glamour. She has no drama. She doesn't provide anything exciting. Sure, she's a model, but even the other models don't like her.
I feel like she's not modeling as much anymore. I only see her promoting 818.
Literally. She's just like an entrepreneur.
Yeah. In the 818, I mean, it's appealing to college kids because, of course, college kids want to go to the bar. They want to drink 818 for free. And they want to get a video of Kendall Jenner for their Instagram story.
Yeah.
So she's found her niche.
She went to my university that I went to, University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, the other month. And I felt so bad for her that she had to walk in those nasty clubs. Like, the same clubs that I've, like, thrown up on the floor in. Like, it's that moment where that TV show that's like, I'm a celebrity.
Get
me out of here. It would be like, can I please get, like, a helicopter ride out of here immediately? Yeah. But so just to run down some of her scandals, she got into a big controversy for basically offending models and saying that she's super selective about what job she does because she would never be one of those girls who do like 30 shows a season or whatever the fuck they do. More power to them.
They're working, babe. They're working because they have to take jobs. Not all of us can just be selective on what we take.
Yeah.
Work just twice a year.
I love how she makes it seem like she's this, like, so, like, poised, like elitist, just the most intelligent woman in the whole world. She's selective.
Yeah.
She would never do a show that's beneath her. I don't know why anyone would do a show that's not Prada. Like, she's so annoying in that way.
Not all of us are getting that opportunity, babe.
Yeah, she's really out of touch. The same thing with the Nepo Baby comments when she was like, I'm not a Nepo Baby, actually. I took my last name off of all my model casting gigs.
Like, we saw you learn how to walk on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, like, you were caught red-handed walking like Bambi the deer, having no passion for it, and Kim Jenner was like,
you need to take it seriously.
Yes, Kim was like, you're doing amazing, sweetie. Please just keep going. So annoying. Fire Festival. She'll promote anything.
Mm-hmm.
Scamity scam scam scam.
Mm-hmm.
The vintage t-shirts of Tupac and B.I.G., Notorious B.I.G., the Proactive commercial, and then obviously Pepsi.
Yeah, she made the acne thing a really big deal.
Do you get lesbian vibes from her?
I thought I did for a minute there. I mean, I think that's what everyone thought that she was going to talk about when she said she had something really important that she was going to talk about. She's opening up about. I think she definitely played on the fact that there were conspiracy theories going around about it, and then she was like, I have acne. I was like, girl,
as if it's not on your face. She may as well put the rainbow flag in the like teaser post because she was making it out to be that so much.
I feel like Chris is like on the edge of, come on Kendall, please just do it for us.
She was like, kiss one girl, please. That would be such a good moment. But Chris is probably most worried about Kendall because the Pepsi commercial, I feel like, put her in the like PR sunken place. Like, she'll never get out of it.
Mm-mm.
It was
everyone's
so bad.
Everyone's gonna remember it forever.
She'll never be held to the standard of like Naomi Campbell or like Gisele Bündchen or Cindy Crawford. Like, she'll never be.
Yeah.
She'll never have a stainless record ever again.
Yeah.
And I'm happy. Do you?
Sounds about right.
Do you like her? Are you like a Kendall fan overall?
No, not really. I mean, I think she's cute, and I think
she's really
pretty. Like, out of all the sisters, maybe there's like a lot of potential to like actually do something. I do think like they all work to an extent. Like, they're such good business women in the fact that they know how to keep the money coming in. How they're running those businesses and like the ethics behind it and where they get their ideas from, that's a different story. But they know how to keep the money coming in. In terms of like, I don't want to say like talent, but like someone that could do a campaign and really do something worthwhile. Like, I do think that it's Kendall, but she doesn't want to do it. She's being selective. She wants to show up Calvin Klein, take a couple pictures, and then go.
Yeah, she wants
like
to be the highest paid
model. She could come
out
with some sort of fashion line or high-end this or high-end that, but she wants to have fun.
Yeah. What would you rate her on the problematic scale, 1 to 10?
Probably like, I mean, some of the other ones haven't had as many that I'm like, she might be a number two for me. A two or a three.
One being the least problematic, ten being the most.
One being like most.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So I'm thinking she's like a 2 or a 3.
Yeah, I would say somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It's been super bad, but I guess it could get worse.
Yeah.
Because she is a bit sloppy. I feel like Kendall, like, everyone's always like, she's the most poised and, like, quiet. Like, I just love that she holds herself like that. But I'm like, she's quiet because she doesn't have anything interesting to say. She has nothing to add. That's why she's quiet.
She did find
herself
in, like, that Hailey Bieber drama, too. People thought that she was shading Selena Gomez.
I mean, I don't like Selena, so I love that. But she was also shading
Addison
Rae. I feel
like people are coming around to Hailey, though.
They are.
Rhode, like, saved her.
True.
Like, everyone's like, I love the lips. Rhode saved my lips. I didn't even her when I bought it. It was like, I was like, all right, everyone.
Yeah, it was just to try
everyone
it out.
Is talking about this lip product, and I had like the most chapped lips you could imagine, just all the time. It's the only product that really did it for me.
She does have gorgeous skin.
She does, and everyone likes her donut. Products. I'm like, yeah. she did something there.
Her Air One smoothie.
I like it. It's great. I like the soft serve. Have you tried it?
No.
It's half the price.
Oh, it's half the price.
Still disgusting in cost.
Yeah, I'm like, so it's only $25? No. Okay, so Kendall, you're problematic, but we haven't given up on you yet. Just because your Met Gala looks are really, really good.
That's true.
So let's move on to Courtney. I feel like the next seemingly unproblematic one, honestly, I couldn't find much on her. The only thing I wrote down was that people were mad that Mason takes her thirst trap sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think about
that? I feel like, well, the one scandal she got into was she was selling those, like, kitty cat gummies where it was, like,
oh, yeah.
Make your kitty girl.
Make your vagina purr.
It was something the about kitty girl. The hygiene of it all. And I was like,
she's like, do you have a stank puss? Here's this one size fits all girl.
I feel like that brand was so random for her. I know she's, like, a health nut and stuff, but.
Yeah, I don't need her all up in my crotch area. Weird. I just feel like she's, like, not very happy.
Something is so interesting about her, though. I think the whole, like, her being with Travis has taken her to maybe, like, a bit more of a problematic level. Whereas before she was,
true.
Like, mother, boring on the show, and that was her whole storyline, was that
beating
she was just,
him
like,
up
a
every
boring.
Few
yeah, like... She didn't want to do work. She didn't want to film the show. She wanted to leave the show. That was the only thing that was going on with her. But now, last season or like the season before with the whole drama with the wedding, Kim is copying me.
Oh, epic.
I was
love.
Like, this is so, is this the biggest drama we're going to have in the show right now?
I love it though, because they were almost playing into the affluenza of it all so detached from reality. They were like, Andrea Bocelli performed at my wedding and Courtney's.
Like, what?
I was like, this is the complete and utter escapism. Like, we are on another planet.
We are.
Watching these freaks fight about Andrea Bocelli and their Dolce Vita lifestyle.
I'm like, what are you talking? He got the archive pieces out for me. Can you believe it?
Kim is like, everyone does 90s, Courtney. No one cares.
She's like gatekeeping this style that no one cares about.
Yeah, she's weird. And Travis is kind of problematic, but she's like a, that's my man, I'm gonna stick by him.
Yeah, I can't believe they have a baby.
I forgot they had a baby too. You just said that.
I can't believe they have a baby. And I feel like she's also being way more, like, private about this baby than any other child that she's had. Because, like, the other time she gave birth on the show.
Yeah, we saw Mason fresh out the cooch.
Posted
still
everything
hot.
Out there. I mean, I'm surprised we even know the baby's name, but that's only because Travis said it on, I think it's Rocky.
Like, what's his name?
Rocky something Barker.
Rocky. Oh, yeah. 13.
Yeah.
Love it. Also, what a pretentious name Rain Disick is. Can we just talk about that? Scott definitely gave him
the
that
Lord,
name.
Lord Disick.
Honestly, it's kind of slay. But Courtney, even though you're all dulce'd out, I'm going to give you like,
she's, like, at the bottom.
Yeah, you're not very problematic.
Out of all the other ones, she's just boring.
Yeah, she's just over it. So, good for you, Courtney, for being anti-capitalist. That's
oh
what we like to see. Let's move on to Chloe.
Oh, Chloe.
Miss Beyonce of the group. Because that's one of her scandals. People say she looks like Beyonce. She's
had the biggest transformation, that's for sure.
And I know we shouldn't like talk about people's bodies, but when their body is like, you know, talking for her, what are we supposed to say?
I think the biggest way to like talk about it is the fact that Chloe will post videos in the gym working out, and she does not know how to like do it. Like she's like am I doing it right? And yeah, all the comments are like, it's like you've never even been inside of the gym before.
Yeah,
she that's like the walks telltale up, sign of it all.
She like walks up the stair climber and she thinks she's like Shaun T on P90X.
Do you, if you're gonna take Ozempic, if you're gonna get work done, whatever, like whatever makes you feel confident and good, you know. But if you're gonna lie about it, and it's just crazy.
It's the lying for me, because she's like, okay, fine, I've had a nose job, and we're like, girl. Yeah. What about the other constructions and jobs that have gone on? She's like, what do you mean?
And then people are like, oh, well, she went through bad breakups and, like, you lose a lot of weight. You're, like, sad when you go through a breakup. I'm like, that's really bad. That's a big difference.
Yeah. It is very – it's giving culture vulture a little with some of the things she does. She's also – I mean, many times for the cornrows and all of those things. And she's offended people for her comments about OCD – how she has a close-y-d, and she loves to like make it this like quirky habit. I actually do like have a lot of symptoms of OCD, so when she says that, I'm like, yeah, it's so much fun, girl. Like organizing some cookies in a jar is definitely what it is. I think her biggest scandal or something that makes her problematic is not Tristan cheating on her. That's like Tristan's problem, but it's the way she treated Jordan Woods.
100%.
That I think is why people still hate her a little bit.
Yeah, because of the way that she's so willing to be forgiving and friendly towards Tristan after multiple times of that.
Trashed in.
And then completely trashed Jordan, like, you ruined my family. Yeah. It's all you. Like, well, the track record shows it happened even after she wasn't involved anymore.
I know. It's so odd how she saw the opportunity to, like, take down Jordan. And that's, I don't know if it's because she felt comfortable with her, because she's like Kylie's friend, or she felt like Jordan could face a lot of consequences because she is a public facing figure. She was like, let's give her hell. And like all the sisters kind of got in on it.
They did.
So this is like a strike against everyone.
Yeah.
Obviously what Jordan did was not in the best taste and it was wrong. But that level of consequence was sad to see.
And because she's also like so much younger than Chloe. And it's just like, I mean, have a conversation in private or something.
Yeah.
But to bring it online like that was crazy. And insane. Then how highly they talk about Tristan. Like, this whole past season was his redemption arc of sorts.
I know.
He's such a great dad. He's amazing. Kim's like, he helps me out with my kids.
Yeah, what? Last season she was crying at her baby shower because he just got someone else pregnant.
Yeah. It's, she was talking about really how she wasn't even really that excited about the new baby because all the stuff was going on.
Her life is low-key, like, a cruel joke.
It's so sad.
I feel bad for her. I want to, like, it's just go like, and hug her.
It's like, I feel bad, but then I'm like, how we get in these situations?
I know. How many times would you let a man cheat on you?
Just the once.
Seriously, once?
Bye.
I feel like my standards at this point, I'm so desperate and lonely. I'm like, okay, twice.
No way. No, I just feel kidding. Like if it's happened once, it's gonna happen again.
Yeah, a man like doesn't text me back in 3 hours and I block him, so I'm just joking. But did you see the new insane podcast with Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom?
The name of it too is some, I forgot, it's like the name of it.
Keeping up with sports.
It's like some sort of play on the Kardashian name.
Yes. What is the demographic there? What a weird, freaky alliance.
Yeah, because I'm like, the Kardashian fans aren't running to that.
No.
At all.
Kris Jenner's livid. She was like slamming her laptop when she saw that, trying to work it out.
I can't believe those two got together. It's unbelievable.
It feels illegal. Like, lock them up. Because like, Khloe doesn't like Caitlyn. And obviously has an intense history with Lamar.
Yeah.
So imagine how triggering that is for her.
What are they going to talk about? I mean, I think it's supposed to be a sports podcast.
I think so.
But, like, what kind of guests are they getting on? Like, who wants to go on that?
That's, they said Bryce Hall was going to be a guest.
Get real.
Exactly.
Get real.
Be so fucking for real. This podcast, I always say, is where we be so kind, but we also be so fucking for real. Like, this is like
what's he going to talk about, his boxing career?
They need to get that notification on their phone that says, it's time to be real. Also, keeping up with the sports, Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom, why not just add OJ to the mix? He's also a sports star tied into the Kardashian circle. Let's get OJ on the podcast. Yeah. Anyway, Chloe, I'm gonna rate you like, if 10 is the least problematic, I'll rate you like a 6. Putting her in second place behind Kendall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Work. Okay. We don't have that much time, but let's move on to Kylie. So
no, Kylie's like number one, I think.
Maybe. I think she's getting there for sure.
This month, Kylie is number one.
Yeah. Why is she like literally selling everything? Like she may as well put her soul on KylieCosmetics.com too.
Perfume, the clothing line, the drinks now.
She's like, do you want a lock of Stormy's hair for $10,000?
I'm like, what is going on? And they're also like,
she moves like she's broke.
They're selling their clothes online too. I know they've always had the Kardashian closet thing where they sell their clothes on this website. But recently though, Chloe though, she got caught. I'm sure it's not even her that's putting it on there, but there was like it was still in the packaging, like leggings from Target, like little girl, like leggings. Weird. She was selling like True's clothes, but it was like unworn.
As if it's like eBay, as if they're just reselling. Yeah,
and it said the price on it, and I don't remember the exact price, but it said on the original price, so like $6, and then they were like upcharging it.
Wow, just like, because it may have been in Chloe's house.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
So.
Ew. No, they really are like the weirdest scammers. And they've had a history of scamming, specifically Kylie, because one of her biggest scandals was falsifying tax reports for Forbes to claim she was the youngest self-made billionaire. Girl, that whole title, self-made billionaire, was just rage bait.
Yeah.
She knows 100%. She's not self-made.
That's like Kendall denying the Nepo.
Yeah. I thought I just saw smoke up there. Oh my God. Maybe I'm dying. Anyway, it's time to be real. Kylie, that's insane. And also like very ruthless to falsify tax returns. Isn't that illegal?
That sounds illegal.
It sounds like it.
But then there was like the cake drama recently where her team was throwing her a party for her perfume launch. And they went to the cake designer and like the baker. And she like told them the price of the cake. Mm. And they said that wasn't in their budget. I'm like, babe, what do you mean?
Budget?
First of all, you're lying in Forbes.
Yeah,
so
right. I didn't even know budget was like in her vocabulary. Wow.
I think they wanted it for free.
Oh.
Because they're like, oh, we want this cake for Kylie Jenner. And then she didn't offer it for free. And then they're like, no, thank you. Wow. But like, you can't say you don't have the budget. We know you have the budget.
Yeah. That's actually like very mean to just like small businesses and just weird.
Yeah.
Was it one of those cakes with like the tears and the cream in between and the flowers on top?
Yeah, yeah.
I ate one of those at Cole Paulson's birthday party. Gay man with a spray tan.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Do you know him? Worst tasting cake I've ever eaten in my whole life.
Oh.
Like, love you, Cole. And I understand, like, it's a Kardashian thing. Like, it was so exciting to eat. But at the same time, I was like, this tastes like cardboard.
Oh.
Which makes sense because they're not eating the cake.
No.
They're Ozempic, which, by the way, Kylie's on so much. Can we just be real? Kylie is. And everyone's like, it's because
her
she's
friend,
getting
one of
a
her
complex.
Friends tried to defend her recently. They posted a TikTok.
Stassi Baby?
No, it was one of her mom friends. I don't know. I don't know her name at all. I think it starts with a Y. But
yeah,
they posted
sure.
a TikTok together. And someone commented about Ozempic. And she was like, my friend just like looks like bomb after she's like back at her pre-baby weight or something, like, and she looks bomb, and I'm like, oh,
she looks like Timothée Chalamet is what I'm gonna say, because people are saying she has a complex because now she's dating Timothée, and dating a twink will do that to you. It will get you in your head.
I love Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, I like him. He's not my type. Like, I
can't.
He's
mine. I love him,
girl.
I know.
Why?
I don't know. There's something about him.
He does have a cute face. Great hair.
I think it's like personality. Like, he seems fun.
That rap that he did in college, that just got you going.
It did. He's like, rah, rah, like attention.
Did he do that?
Yes.
Oh, that is kind of cute. In high school,
he was like, I don't know if it was like the talent show or what, but he was like, rah, rah. I was like, okay, Nikki.
You were like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
No. Wow. I heard, speaking of college, that he gave everyone in his college chlamydia.
I know, chlamydia.
I don't know. I think some people, like, they like to get STDs from people they think are hot because it's like, oh my God, they shared their germs with me.
That's nasty.
I'm sorry that I even brought that up right there. That was so gross. Anyway, other scandals of Kylie's include.
Oh, no.
I was like, not my alarm again.
It's mine. It's my birth control.
I was about to make a birth control joke, but I don't know. I didn't know if that was appropriate.
It was okay. My birth control alarm.
Good. The wheelchair scandal. The fact that she has a private jet is very problematic.
Yeah, that's and a big when, one recently for yeah, everyone.
And, like, everyone's talking about, like, private jet emissions, and then the next day she's like, should I take mine or your private jet, Travi?
Yeah.
Girl, be so fucking for real. I will say, though, she does seem like one of the sisters who can maybe help them because she is changing her ways a little.
Yeah.
She's being more, like, organic and vegan in her products. She just came out about having a boob job, which is nice. Being open about that kind of stuff. So I do feel like she is aware.
There's something about
more
her.
More than Kendall.
Yeah, like there's something fun about Kylie. I feel like whenever she's posting content that isn't about her selling something, everyone's always like, wait, she's funny.
Yeah.
Her personality is so good. And they love her on the show because she's not on it very much. And whenever she is, it's always like silly and seems like real. It's not scripted.
For sure.
She's just like doing something fun or whatever.
Is that a chicken? I love her quotes on the show.
I
also do find her ugly duckling story endearing because everyone was like, we think she's not that cute, and she told that story about like the first guy I kissed said my lips were fucking terrible.
So effed up.
And I'm like, I actually think she's empowering for getting work done and being like, this is how I want to look, fuck all y'all. So I think it's cool when people get work done, but you should be open
100%.
Especially if you are Kylie Emma effing Jenner.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to end with Kim now. Sorry, where do we put Kylie? I put her number two behind Kendall. Kendall still is the heavyweight champion.
She may be like number one for me right now, but
she never gave a cop a Pepsi.
I think that's because like Kim is like sort of neutralized at the moment. Like everyone loves Skims. Like I'm like, you know what?
That is true.
At the moment, but
that
overall,
ad where she was like bouncing up and down with her like boobs.
Oh my God.
I was like, what is happening here?
Yeah. What was that ad that she did recently?
I didn't get it. I was like, are you a pogo stick? Are you showing how supportive that these bras
it
are?
Must be.
Good for her. Let's end on Kim.
Yeah.
There's a huge list here. I think it starts with her sex tape, but I think that's cool.
Yeah. That's. Nothing to shame there.
And the way Kim Kardashian is committed to the bit, the way all the sisters are committed to the bit, they are said, I don't have work done. I didn't leak that sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the blatant lying. Something about it just like, it gets me going.
Yeah. Well, like, when Ray J came out like last year and he was showing like the contracts and we had both signed off here.
I know. I was like, but I feel like everyone at the same time was like, girl, we know. Like, old news.
It works. Look at them now.
She always does the cornrows. She's been accused of darkening her skin, blackface a few times in like KKW beauty ads. Her private jet, being a billionaire, kimono was a scandal.
Oh man.
Her fake wedding, allegedly, apparently, to Chris Humphries. The Marilyn Monroe dress, losing 16 pounds in 3 weeks.
Yeah,
maybe popularizing Ozempic.
That was crazy.
That really was.
She was saying, well, crazy. This is like if someone were to lose weight for a role in a movie. I'm like, this is the Met Gala, though.
Yeah. I kind of like ate it up, though. I think a lot of people
like,
did
very,
think
like,
it was
fascinated
problematic.
In the fact that she did. I mean, the whole thing, though, the way that everyone was like, is it going to zip?
I know. And everyone's like, it broke, it ripped, blah, 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 blah. She kind of reclaimed it, though, in American Horror Story when she gave Emma Roberts' character a replica of. Or the real Madonna dress.
Yep.
I was like, she is so self-referential and cool.
They've been making me wait way too long for the second half of the season, though.
I know. Are you so excited?
I can't wait. I'm, like, dying to know what's going on.
I know. I Did you see the trailer for part two?
Yeah, and they kissed. And I was like, how does that play?
I know. I feel like that will be like another one of Anna's weird hallucinations.
Yeah, probably.
But the fact that they revealed Kim's character.
What's going on with the thing on her face? Like, if you're watching, you know. But, like, Emma Roberts has, like, some weird skin thing going on.
I know. I'm surprised Kim even did that because she hates spiders so much.
Yeah.
She's like, let me be in a spider show. Weird.
It was big for her.
I would say one of her biggest scandals, though. Well, first of all, she'll promote anything from Balenciaga to a crypto scheme that she got sued for $1 million for and actually had to pay up for it. Get your ass up and work thing.
Yeah.
To be honest, though, I am such a Kim defender because she is the self-made one.
She is.
Not from this. Like, obviously, she's like one of those nepo babies who superseded the parent.
For
sure. And there is an element of self-madeness there. Like, kind of like how Miley Cyrus superseded Billy Ray Cyrus. Like, no one sees Miley as a nepo baby because she's so much more famous than the dad.
Yeah, I think, like, when you're a nepo baby, you get, like, a one-up in, like, you get an up in the industry and you get a better chance of getting, like, a job or a connection to get you somewhere. But in order to actually do something with that opportunity you're given, that's the part that... She did. She put in the work to go the extra mile. She wasn't just like, oh yeah, I'm here and I'm just gonna be right here. Like,
yeah,
that's it.
Anyone who has to like clean closets of celebrities or do a sex tape to get famous, they didn't have that massive of a leg up.
Yeah.
So I kind of do respect the get your ass up and work thing. Of course it was tone deaf, but I get what she was saying. Like, dreams don't work unless you do, bitch. So she could have worded it better for sure.
Definitely.
The only reason, this is what I always say, and this will be the last scandal we talk about, I can never fully love Kim Kardashian because of what she did to Taylor Swift.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
Thank you. No, I'm on the same page. That was illegal. She illegally recorded the phone call.
I know she was riding for her man, but Kim, that was so bad. And I wish it wasn't so because I feel like her and Taylor would get along in this lifetime. And North loves Taylor's music. Which is probably, like, just such a little in Kim's mind. But, like, I need North to play it endlessly for her. Oh. Just so she's reminded.
North is a lover stan. North is a red stan. A
Penelope
1989
loves
stan.
Taylor Swift, too.
I love it, though. Taylor Swift has,
come on.
It has infiltrated their house.
I think they went to the Eras Tour, or I don't remember. It was rumored. I don't think they actually went, but people were wanting them to.
Kim is not allowed to show her face. She would definitely not be allowed in
that
VIP
tent. The nanny would be
tent.
Taking them.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. That's so iconic. But yeah, I think I do choose Taylor over her.
100%.
Just because of what Taylor has done. But I love that Taylor has infiltrated the White House, aka Kim's $60 million mansion in Calabasas, even though she hates her. But I will say Kim is kind of like a sociopath in the way where she doesn't accept these scandals. She just keeps
going. No, she just keeps moving.
She barely apologizes.
No, she's... push past it. She's like, what Taylor Swift scandal? I don't know what you're talking about.
She said, I moved on. That's literally what
she said.
I think
she's like talked about it in the fact that North does listen to her music and likes her. And she's just like, yeah, like, I love, like, Shake It Off.
Like, Taylor,
Kim, you try to ruin her.
Yeah, she's just like, my career was stripped away from me. I'm traumatized forever. And like her Time Person of the Year article. And Kim is just like, wait, what?
Yeah, she's like, that's not about me, is it?
She's like, I called her a snake on Twitter. I don't remember that.
I ruined her life and put her in hiding.
Yeah. So I think just because of the way Kim moves on from scandals, I'm going to put her at number two. And I think Kendall is the biggest liability to the brand. Kendall is truly just like a nothing person. Like there's nothing going on. Yeah.
Ugh, gosh.
Sorry, Kendall. So the final order, I hope you agree with this, is Kendall most problematic, then Kim, then Kylie, then Khloé, then Kourtney.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like the three, like, they rotate. The top at the three, they rotate depending on what's going on in the news that week, that month, that year.
Yeah.
Oh,
I just think if someone's going to accidentally take the brand down, it's Kendall. So, Kris Jenner, put a sensor on her social media. Put the child lock on that thing because she does not know what to say. But thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
You guys, Spill Sesh is a master at spilling tea. Where can they find you?
You can find me on YouTube at Spill Sesh. Also on TikTok, Spill Sesh _YT. And then Spill Sesh on Instagram.
Slay, and keep a lookout for more exciting announcements from Spostash. But you should genuinely go get into her. She will constantly feed you all the tea on YouTube and keep you up to date. So thank you, students, for joining me. Class is dismissed. Make sure to rate the podcast 5 stars, Spotify, Apple Podcast. You're already here. You may as well do so. Hit subscribe. It very much so helps out. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, do all the things. And I love you all, and I will see you next week. Bye.